Chapter 43。
今天早晨呢，我们会从旧约的以赛亚书43章来找一些经文来学习。以赛亚书43章。
Isaiah Chapter 43。
你看这个，我们一起看。
以赛亚书。
All right, and we're going to start looking at verse 11.
我们从第十一节开始看。
Verse 11, we'll read it first of all in Chinese and then in English.
那我们先从中文读，然后一起用英文读。唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
In English it says, I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. All right, so first of all, the English language lesson.
先看英语课的内容。
Okay, and the little phrase is, I, even I.
就是这个词组叫我。甚至我
okay,
我有我
In English today, we sometimes emphasize by saying, I, myself.
有的时候在英语里我们会这么来强调我自己
And it's just it's an expression of emphasis.
这是一个强调的说法。
When you say to somebody, I will do it myself,You usually say, this is very important. I'm not going to delegate it to somebody else.
有的时候你会这么来组织一个词组，你说呢，我会这件事情，我会自己来做。你这时候加上自己想表达呢，就说这件事情太重要了，我不会把它代理给委托给其他人。
Okay, so the Lord is basically saying, listen, I want you to know this is me who's talking.I myself am going to be the savior.
所以这里呢，神也是在强调，他说我自己是那一个救主。
All right, so we're going to study just a little bit of this passage and the next chapter, the logic.
我们先读一点这里，然后再看一下下一章，我们就能建立一些逻辑。
So here is the beginning of the logic that I want us to follow. Verse number 8.
那第八节呢，是这个逻辑的起点。
It says, lead out those who have eyes but are blind, and who have ears but are deaf.
你要将有眼而瞎，有耳而聋的民都带出来。
Okay, that's strange, isn't it?
这是非常奇怪的，是不是？
People who've got eyes usually can see.
人们有眼的当然能看见了。
People who've got ears are often, they can hear.
有耳的当然能听见了。
But these people had eyes and they couldn't see.
这些人有眼睛却看不见。
And they had ears but they couldn't hear.
他有耳朵却听不见。
And this passage basically says,That's the way we all were before we met Jesus.
那这一段经文其实就是讲我们在认识耶稣之前就是这个状态。
Jesus is the one who made the world and put all the plants and the animals and the stars together. God made it all, but we often don't even see it.
那耶稣呢是那个神呢，神自己创造了万有，所有的动物。宇宙星辰，但是呢，我们却看不见他。
Jesus is the one who's kind to us in life and helps us, but we don't often listen. We don't hear.
那耶稣呢，是那一位如此对我们和善、帮助我们的，但我们却不听他。
I had a friend many years ago who memorized parts of the Bible.
那很多年前，我有个朋友呢，他背下了一部分的圣经。
She saw it with her eyes. She heard it with her ears. She memorized it in her mind, but she still didn't understand or follow it.
他看见了，也听见了，甚至呢也记下了一部分，但是他依然没有理解而跟随。
So these verses are spoken to people like you and me who don't always see with our eyes and don't always hear with our ears. We forgot to look and to listen.
所以这些呢经文就是在讲我们虽然有眼睛，但不经常没有看见，有耳朵经常却不听。
All right, so verse 10 goes on and it says at the end of verse 10, before me no God was formed, nor will there be any after me.
第十节的最后一段呢说，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。
Now that is most important for us to remember.
这是对我们最重要的要记住的点。
What do we know about God? We know He's the one who made the heavens. He made the earth. He is the one who formed all things.
他是那一位呢？我们怎么知道神呢？他是那一位创造万有，组织万有啊。他是那位神。
And some people say, well, if God made everything, who made God?
有人会这么挑战说，神创造了所有的，那谁创造了神呢？
And the answer is no, there was no God before God. God is the ever-existing one. We don't understand, but He was there all the time. Nobody ever made God.
但神之前没有神，神不是被造的，神是自有永有的。从亘古以先到亘古的永远，都是，再到永恒的永远，它都是神。
And the line says that there will never be anyone after God who will be a God.
所以在这是以后也没有，他这里面讲到了，在我以后也没有。
So some people might say the God who was yesterday, he was a good God, but there's going to be a bigger and a better God come later.
有的人这么强调说，哎，以前那个神是好，但是后面呢会有一个更好，更大的神来。
Okay, and that's not true either. There's only one God. Never been another God before him. Never been another God after him. There's only one God.
对，不是真实的，只有一个神，在这之前一个，在这之后一个，他是亘古到永远不变的。
But the question is, what does this God do?
问题是这个神他做什么呢？
Okay, verse 11. You tell me what this God does. You look at it. Tell me what this God does.
那这个神做了什么呢？你来告诉我。
I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
Okay, the most important thing that our God does is He saves His people. That's His job. That's His wonderful job.
那他做的是救他的百姓啊，这是他的工作，也是特别美好的手上的工作。
What does the name Jesus mean?
耶稣这个词是什么意思呢？
Jehovah is the Savior. That's what His name means. Everything about our God is Savior.
耶稣的这个词意思就是耶和华拯救，所以我们神的主要的工作就是拯救。
All right. Now, I want you to go to the next note, to verse 25.
我们来看二十五节。
What does this verse say? Verse 25, first of all in Chinese, then in English.
二十五节中文说呢，唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
All right, in English,
I am He who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more.
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
It means God says, I, myself, the God who's the only God, I am here to blot out your transgression.
他说我呢， 是唯一的神，我来这里是要为你们的缘故涂抹你们的过犯。
All right, so Yanling this morning, I don't know if you've still got it. Yanling took an eraser and she erased all the writing, some of the writing on the page.
Yanling 有一个橡皮擦，他把那个一页纸上的东西都涂掉了。
Okay, what does God do regarding our sins?
那神关乎我们的罪，他做了什么呢？
He puts some ink on top of them and he blots them out so that nobody can see them anymore.
他就像墨一样啊，他把这个上面涂，把上面原来写的字涂了。涂完以后呢，没人再能读得出来。
All right, so okay, is that good or bad?
这个好或者不好？
What's that say?
这说什么？ Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Okay, what do we do?
我们怎么办呢？我们把它擦掉。
Okay, what did it used to say? It's gone now.
它原来说了什么呢？现在都看不见了，所以都擦掉了。
Now God says.This is what I do. I blot out your sin.
这就是神说我要做的，我要把你的罪啊，就像这样涂抹，这样擦掉。
So that they won't be remembered anymore.
不再被纪念了。
Is that good?
这是不是好事？
Yeah.
Have you ever sinned?
你有没有犯过罪啊？
Are you proud of your sin?
你有没有为你的罪感到骄傲？
Okay.Okay, would you like your sins to be blotted out? Oh, yes, you say, I want my sins to be blotted out. I don't want those anymore.
我不想再去想起这些事。
All right, now, two more things.
还有两件事。
I want you to look and see why God wants to blot out your sin. Verse 25.Why does God want to blot out your sin?
那为什么神要涂抹我们的罪呢？我们看第二十五节，你想一想。
My own sin.
He wants to do it for His sake.
他要为自己的缘故，为神的缘故，他来做这个事。
Oh, how do you like that? He wants to do it for His sake.
为什么要为神为自己的缘故
？Is that important?
这是不是很重要呢
？Yes.
这很重要。
Sometimes somebody might say to me, Harold, I want to give you something that you want.
有的时候呢，有人会跟我说 ，Harold， 我要给你一些你想要的东西。
I say, Oh, that's very nice.
我说那很好啊。
But he says, I want to give it to you for my sake.
他说我要给你是因为我的缘故。
Not for your sake, Harold. I want to do it for my sake.
我做这个是为了我的缘故。
So, when I was a boy, I used to want to drive a truck.
那我还是个孩子的时候呢，我其实挺想开个卡车的。
My uncle had a very small truck.
我的叔叔有个很小的卡车。
And we used to park it beside our house.
我们有的时候会把它停在我们房子边上。
And when I was 7 or 8 years old, I used to go and sit in this truck, and I would pretend that I was driving.
我七八岁的时候呢，我就有时候会。
And I'd change the gears and do.
我就会坐在那个驾驶。
I'd pretend I was driving the truck.
驾驶座上嘛，就像个小男孩一样，我就假设我扶着方向盘，假设我在开车，我要去换换挡啊什么。
But I never got to drive a truck.
但我从来没有机会真的开一辆卡车。
When I was 17 years old, I got a job.
我17岁的时候呢，我找到一份工作。
And I was working in the hot summer like this outside. We were building some houses.
那我就像这么热的天啊，夏天我在外面要造房子。
And my boss came to me one day and he said, Harold, I want you to drive this truck.
那我的老板就跟我来说，他说 ，Harold， 我要你来开这辆卡车。
Oh, I said that. Yeah, that's one. I would like to drive the truck.
我太高兴了。
Wanted to drive the truck.
太好了啊！我很想开这个卡车。
Okay. He said, instead of working digging the ditch, I want you to drive the truck.
他说你不用来这里去铲这个土啊，这个你就去开那辆卡车，你的工作不用去铲这个土，去开卡车。
Okay. If he had said to me, I want you to stay afterwards and drive the truck and I won't pay you any money, what would I have done?
如果他说我让你啊去开那个卡车，我也不付你一点钱，你会怎么样？
I'd have said, yes, I'll do that. I'm happy to pay drive. I want to drive the truck.
我会说是的，我不要我也去，我是太喜欢开卡车了。
Okay. But he said, Harold, I don't want you to drive the truck because you want to drive the truck. I want you to drive the truck because I want you to drive.
但是你要知道呢，我老板是不是因为我喜欢开卡车让我去开的，是因为他需要我开，他让我去开。
And so he said, I'll pay you good money.
他说不但这样，我还给你好的。
And you can drive the truck, but not because you want to. You can drive the truck because I want you to drive the truck.
不是因为你喜欢，是因为我要你去，所以呢，我还会付给你好的薪酬。
Okay. Do you think I was happy?
你觉得我高兴吗？
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah. I came home that night and I said to my mother and my father and my sister, "Do you know what I did today? I drove a truck."
然后我那天回家，我跟我父母和我姐姐说，你知道我今天做什么了吗？我今天开卡车了。
Okay. Now, why does God? What does God want regarding your sin?
那神要关乎你的罪，他想要什么？
Would you like him to forgive your sins?
你想不想让他赦免你的罪呢？
Oh, you say yes. But this verse says, God wants to forgive your sins for his sake.
这节经文告诉我们，神要赦免你的罪是为了他的缘故。
He's got a plan for you that is so wonderful. He wants to bless you because of his own great objective.
那他有他那美好的目的和旨意和计划在你身上，所以在这个计划里，他要祝福你，他要赦免你的罪，是因为他那大的计划。
Okay, so God comes to you and me, and He says, "I want to forgive your sins." Oh, you say that's very nice.
所以神来到你面前，他说我要赦免你的罪，你说哎呀太好了。
You say to Him, "How much do I have to pay to get my sins forgiven?"
然后你来到他面前，你说我应该付多少钱让我的罪得赦免呢？
He says, you don't have to pay anything. I want to forgive your sins because I've got a great plan for you.
他说我不需要你来付，因为我想要赦免你的罪，因为我在你的生命中有大的计划。
Oh, you say, that's wonderful. He's going to forgive my sins. It won't cost me anything. And he's going to do it for his purpose.Because what his plan for me is that great, wonderful, glorious plan. I don't have to pay anything.
所以我不需要付任何的代价，因为他在我的计划中，他给我的安排的旨意是非常美善的，所以他愿意赦免我的罪。
So you come to him and you say, "Oh, I have sinned. Would you please forgive my sins?"
所以你来到他面前，你说：“哎，我犯罪了，你能不能赦免我呢？”
What does he say?
他说什么呢？
Does he say, "Oh, I don't want to do that"?
他会不会这么说？我不想赦免你。
No, he says, "I want to do that. That's what I want."
他说不会，我正是愿意这么做。
What a wonderful story that is!
多么美好的一个故事呢
？Now there's something else.
还有一些其他的事。
This verse says that I, or the other verse says, "I am the Savior."
那其他的经文讲到呢，我是那救主啊，它上面写的。
And verse 21 says, "I am He who blots out your transgressions."
25. 对，然后他说呢，我涂抹你的过犯，我是那个不纪念你涂抹过犯的那个。
Okay, so who is the one who's going to forgive our sins?
谁是那位要赦免我们罪的？
God.
神自己。
Why didn't God send an angel to forgive your sins?
为什么神不差一个天使来赦免你的罪呢？
Because we are so important.
因为我们很重要，所以的。
Because he loves us so much, he says, "This is a job I'm going to do myself."
因为他爱我们如此的深，他说这个工作我要自己来做。
Okay. Sometimes there are important jobs.
所以在你的生命中，有的时候会有一些重要的工作。
And if you're going to make a cake, when I was a little boy, I used to say to my mother, I'm going to help you make the cake.
我是孩子的时候，我经常跟我妈说，我要帮你做蛋糕。
Okay. I didn't know how to help her make the cake.
其实我也不知道怎么做一个帮手来帮别人做蛋糕。
So she said, well, you can stir this, so I would do this.
她说你去打这个东西，我就会去打。
And then I'd say, okay, I made the cake.
然后我就告诉别人，其实我做了蛋糕。
Okay, God says, I've got a really important job, and I'm going to do it myself. Who died on the cross for you?
所以神说呢，这个工作太重要了，我要自己做。谁死在十字架上？耶稣。
Why did he do it himself?
为什么他要自己做呢？
Because only he could do it, but he wanted to do it. He did it for his own sake.
那原因呢，不但是只有他能够这么做， 也因为他愿意，因为他爱我们，他愿意这么做。
Okay, now, do you have eyes?
你现在有眼睛吗？
Yes.
Can you see that?
你看得见吗？
Yes.
Do you have ears?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you've seen it and you've heard it, why then you say, that's what I want.
那既然看见听见了，你会不会说这就是我要的，这就是我想要的，我要接受。
All right. Let's see if we can read just a little bit more.
那我们再多读一点点。
We won't take the time to go into all the detail. Chapter 44, just a little bit in chapter 44.
我们不会讲得更深啊，我们就先读一点点，44章的一点。
All right, after you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, after you say, Lord, I want you to be my Savior, I want you to take away my sins. What is the Lord Jesus going to do for us?
那如果你接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，你说主啊，我愿意你赦免我的罪，愿意你成为我的救主，耶稣会对你做什么呢？
All right. So in Chinese, then verses 1 and 2 of chapter 44.
那四十四章一节和二节，先用中文。我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的以色列啊，现在你当听，造作你，又从你出胎造就你。并要帮助你的耶和华如此说：我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的耶稣伦啊，不要害怕。
All right, we'll read it in English, verses 1 and 2. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord said: He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you.Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. All right, the Lord chose Jacob, and he said, I've made you, and I chose you. What did he say he would do?
神拣选以色列，他说我造作你，我要帮助你。然后他说什么了后面？
What did he say he will do?
他要做什么呢？
I will help you. Raise your hand if you need help.
如果你需要帮助的，请举手。
Okay. Of course we need help. Okay. We need help everywhere we go. Jesus said, the Lord says, I will help you.
所以耶稣说我要帮助你。
I think those are some of the most wonderful words in the whole world. I will help you. God wants to help you.
这可能是全世界最美的几个词之一啊，帮助，神愿意帮助你。
All right. So, what is he going to do? Verse 3.
第三节他要做什么呢？
In Chinese first, please.
先用中文。因为我将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
Okay, he says, I will pour water on the thirsty ground and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants.
呢？
Yeah. Sometimes, do you ever feel like you're sort of dried up? Sometimes you feel like you're a dry tree in the summertime that's all turned brown.
啊，你是不是有的时候感觉你就在像夏天一棵枯干的树一样，一切都枯萎？
Sometimes you feel like your life is like brown grass.
啊，有的时候你的生命就像一些枯黄的草一样。
And the Lord says, this is what I want to do. I want to pour water on your life so that it will be strong and growing and beautiful.
神说呢，我要这么来帮助你，我要把水浇灌到你的生命中，让你的生命变得更加的丰盛。
And he says, I want to pour my spirit out on you and on your descendants.
神说呢，我还要把我的灵浇灌到你和你的子孙里面，子孙后裔心里。
Does God love you?
神爱不爱你呢？
Yes.
Yes.
Does He love your children?
他爱不爱你的孩子呢？
Yes.
Your great grandchildren.
Yes. 后裔。
Does He love this? God says, "Listen, I not only love you, but I want my blessing to go all the way down to your posterity."
Amen. Yeah. 所以神说，我不但爱你啊，我要让我的祝福借着你一直延续到你的后裔。
Alright, so the Lord wants to bless us. In the Bible, the water is a picture of the Bible itself.
所以在圣经里啊，水啊，就是一个预表的圣经自己啊。
And the reason we teach the Bible, the reason we give you Bibles, the reason we want you to read the Bible is because it's water.And it's going to transform your life from barren and dry to lush and green.
所以我们为什么要教导圣经？为什么要给圣经给你们读？啊，为什么要让大家一起来看这个圣经？就是因为这就是水呀！啊，我们就把水呢浇灌进你们的生命，生命就从一个枯干的状态变成了丰盛、肥美的状态。
And the Spirit here is a picture of the Holy Spirit of God.
那这里的灵呢，其实就是一个圣灵的预表。
So when the Lord saves you, He does two things for you.
他当神救你的时候呢，他做了两件事啊，为你。
He gives you His Spirit to come in and live right in your heart.
当你接受基督成为救主的时候呢，他的灵就来了，他会把他的灵到。他的灵会住在你里面啊，长久的住在你里面。
And then he gives you the Bible so that you can get the water, and the Spirit of God will explain it to you and teach you so that your life can flourish.
然后呢，你会有一本圣经，然后呢，你里面的圣灵会带着你读这本圣经，就读明白了。然后在这个过程中，你就不断的成长。
And why does he do that?
他为什么要这么做呢？
Because he wants you to be big and strong and beautiful for God.
因为他愿意你成长，愿意你长大，就像基督那样。
And you have children. Do you ever do anything nice for your children?
你们都有孩子，你们愿不愿意为你们的孩子做很好的事呢？
Sure.
当然。
Why?
为什么？
That's right, because you love your children and you want them to be big and strong and beautiful and wise and loving and kind and prosperous. You've got all kinds of wonderful plans for your children.
因为你爱他啦，你愿意一切的祝福在他身上，你愿意他成长强壮，美丽智慧，丰盛，一切的好事你都愿意在他身上发生。
And that's what God wants to do for you. You become His child.
因为一样啊，我们是神的孩子，他也是这样愿意。
And then he wants to pass that blessing on from you to your children and your children and their children.
他也愿意我们把这样的祝福一代一代的在子孙后裔里传下去。
All right, these are some good promises for today. Thank you. We're going to pray and then we can.
这是今天很好的一个神的应许。今天就先到这里，我们做一个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises of the Bible.
主啊，我们谢谢您在圣经里给我们的如此好的应许。
And your promise is that you want to be our Savior.
你的应许是你愿意成为我们的救主。
And we're thankful, Lord, that all we have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can be saved.
我们要谢谢您，我们能做的，我们也唯一能做的就是我们接受基督，成为我们的救主。
And we pray, Lord, that each one of us will do that. And so we give thanks today for all your good things to us. Bless us now. Bring us back next week, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name.
祝福我们, 也把我们每一个人下一周继续带回来, 这样的祷告, 奉主耶稣的名。
I forgot to tell you, we're going to have a picnic next Monday. Okay, the assembly picnic. I'm going to